Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we're doing Bava Kamma, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. Hamak es aviv ves imo, someone who strikes his father or his mother, velo asa behem chabura, but does not inflict a wound on them, vachovo bechavero, biyom hakippurim, or one who wounds his fellow on Yom Kippur, chayav b'kulan, is liable for all of them. Hachovu be'eved ivri, chayav b'kulan, chutz min ha'sheves, bizman shehu shelo. Someone who wounds a eved ivri, a Hebrew slave, is chayav for all of them, except for loss of time, during the period that the eved belongs to him. Hachovu be'eved kanani shel acherim, someone who wounds an eved kanani, a Canadian, Canaanite slave, shel acherim, that belongs to others, chayav b'kulan, is chayav for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein la'avadim boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no shame for slaves. So, since you strike your father or your mother, but don't inflict any wound, you're not subject to capital punishment, because we learned whoever strikes his father or mother is not chayav to the death penalty until he inflicts a wound in Sanhedrin. And on Yom Kippur, again, it's a transgression which is punishable by karis and not by death. And even if he's warned, he would be lashed. But the general law is that even though he commits a transgression that's punishable by both lashes and payments, is lashed and does not have to pay. Now, the law is different in the case of a person who inflicts a wound on Yom Kippur, because the Torah explicitly says one inflicting a wound on his fellow has to pay compensation. So you have to pay all five categories. You know, and since the loss, when you wound your slave, the loss of time, that's your loss. If you're the owner, that's your loss. That's why you don't have to pay there. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no boshes for slaves, because we learned the obligation to pay compensation for shame from the pasuk that what says when men strive together with one another, man and his brother. So this excludes a slave because there's no brotherhood there, because he's not allowed to enter into the klal of the Jewish people, the assembly of Israel. Now the sages though say that the slave is included in man and his brother, since he has the same obligation to observe as a mitzvah as a woman. And the law is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah 4. Cheresh shote bekatan pegiyasan ra, chovo behen chayev. So, if you come into contact with a deaf mute, somebody who is mentally deficient or minor, if you wound them, then you're liable. Vehem shechavlu ba'acherim, but if they wound others, paturin, they're pater. Ha'eved va'isha pegiyasan ra, and if you come into contact with a slave or a woman, hachovu behen chayav, if you damage them, if you wound them, then you're chayav. Ve'heim shechavlu ba'acherim paturin, but if they damage others, they're pater. Aval mishalmin la'achar zman, but they pay afterwards. You know, they don't pay right away. If they don't pay right away, if they pay afterwards, nitgar sha'isha, and the woman is divorced, nishkarer ha'eved chayav in l'shalan, or the bondsman is freed, the slave is freed, they are obligated to pay. So again, this is if you stumble against somebody, right? If you stumble against them, then you're liable. But if they, since they're not competent to control that, they are not punishable. Or, since they have no means of payment, because everything a slave owns is owned by his master. A woman's own possessions are mortgaged to her by her husband. So, then they can't pay, but they pay afterwards. If the woman gets divorced or the slave is freed, then they acquire property, so then they are obligated to pay for the injury they caused before the divorce or before becoming free. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 5 and Mishnah 6.